This is Superfast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
What do my customers prefer best, video, text, or audio? I put up a post with a video, which is also audio and transcribed. I will get just some average sort of numbers here. Somewhere around 2,000 views, 1,500 to 2,000 views, there'll be about 700 to 1,200 video views, because not everyone will play the video. And there'll be about 2,000 to 3,000 audio listens, because it's getting pushed out to people's devices on iTunes and Stitcher. So they don't have to go to the post. So the views and the listens don't correlate. But what's the moral of the story is, I'll get about 200 to 500 downloads of the transcription. So I'm sure a lot of people are reading it and not getting the transcription, because I put the whole thing on the post, which is still blows me away. People will still get the PDF version instead of just a text version cut and paste into Evernote. But aside from that, I'm going to get the most audio listens, and then I'm going to get the most video views, and then PDF transcription downloads. So I suspect if I could only have one media, it would be audio, because people find that pretty easy to consume and it gets you onto devices. That's probably the biggest thing in its favor, is it pushes automatically to people's devices if they're subscribed. It's also easy for me to talk. I'd rather talk than type, as I know you would, Martin. And using the dictation feature on our computers here, it's pretty easy to generate some text that's conversational. So if you don't like to talk and you're shy and you don't want to go on camera, just talk into your computer and have it typed out and post text. If you do good text, you can still cut through. There's guys out there and girls doing good text blogs that get great traction. I know there's people who love to write. I could name a couple of people who only do text for the most part and do it really, really well and get results. And then there's people who only do video, and there's people who only do audio. I find by mixing it up a bit, I'm pretty accessible for most people. And it's no skin off my back to do a video or an audio or a text or an infographic or the whole lot, the whole enchilada. It's pretty easy to do all of those modalities these days. There's no reason technologically why you couldn't do it. You really only need an Apple computer these days, and you can generate all of these things easily. And but I'd say my audience are predominantly audio driven. But then you've got to factor other things. Video is going to increase trust, because they can see you. They can see if you look shady or if you're squinting or looking away or fidgety. They can make judgments around your surroundings. So always pay attention to that. Have you ever seen a video where some person is sitting at a computer desk? It just looks like a bomb hit it. You got cheap ass furniture and scrappy papers everywhere. That's not someone you want to do business with. So keep an eye on your environment. Have good backdrops or settings. See if you can adjust your lighting. Pony up for a C920 camera with a USB port. That Logitech's going to get you a much better definition, and use an iPad mini or something with a reasonable resolution and some basic editing. So if you're going to do a media type, just be pretty good at it, and it's not hard to get to a good level using the resources in our community. And I also think that podcasts buyers tend to be represented very strongly in my top buyers lists. Almost everyone I ask at my Silver Circle Day prior to the Superfast Business Live, almost all of them found me through a podcast, which is amazing, and a lot of them through guest podcasts in the beginning.
Discover how to build your business super fast. Check out superfastbusiness.com.